The guard and the woman in the pink suit arrive just as Billington gestures at the window. Outside, on the moon pool floor, a structure like an airport baggage conveyor terminates in a platform just underneath the Thonian's conical head. I squint. There are lines and curves on that pointed end, almost like the helical coils of a drill or a squid's tightly coiled tentacles. Down on the conveyor, something wriggly is working its way towards the platform. Or rather, something on the conveyor is being fed forwards remorselessly, wriggling and twitching like a worm on a hook. What's that? Ramona is in my head, using my eyes. Not what? Who? I peer closer, then blink. The bait worm on the conveyor is still alive, but black fire crawls along the edges of the platform at the far end. It twists and rolls, and it's funny how a change of angle changes your entire perspective on things, because suddenly I see his face, eyes bugging out with fear, and what I'm looking at snaps into focus. He's been trussed up in gaffer tape and his mouth taped shut to stop him screaming, but I recognize McMurray, and I recognize a human sacrifice when I see him. He's heading towards that platform, and now I realize.
You've got to stop it! I shouted Billington. Why are you doing this? It's insane!
On the contrary.
Billington turns away from me and holds his hands behind his back.
I don't like doing this, but it's necessary if we're to meet our third quarter target for energizing the revivification matrix, he says tightly. By the way, you ought to relax. You're in the circuit, too.
I jackknife against the straps and nearly choke myself.
What?
Oh, shit, swears Ramona, despair and apprehension sweeping over her.
Considering you appear to have prevented Johanna from returning, it's the least you can do for me, Billington explains. I need a soul devourer. Otherwise, it's just more dead meat, which doesn't help anyone. And while you're so inconveniently entangled, I might as well plug both of you into the summoning grid to reduce the sideband leakage.
The platform unfolds shutter-like flaps as McMurray nears it. I can distantly hear his voice screaming in Ramona's head.
Get me out of this! That's an order!
Billington needs an infovore, I realize. He's feeding the Thonian by destroying souls in its presence. My knees feel like jelly. I've seen this sort of thing before. Which means... Ramona convulses against the straps and begins to choke. I gag, my guts rolling, because I can feel the backwash from McMurray's ill-considered words echoing off the inside of her skull like thunder and lightning. Ramona can't not obey, but she's immobile, unable to respond to her master's voice, and she's capable of choking herself to death and taking me with her.
Get me out!
McMurray howls as the conveyor deposits him on the killing platform under the cylinder. Then the platform begins to sink, and the shutters close in on top of it, and I realize what I'm looking at. A hydraulic Iron Maiden, a car crusher built for humans. Ramona's demon is rising. I can feel a monstrous pressure in my balls. I can't see properly and I'm choking. I can't move. Ramona can't move, and a hideous heat spreads through my crotch. Her crotch. Proximity to death excites it, whether hers or her victim's. And this is about as close as it gets. The shutters are steel slabs, driven by hydraulic rams. There's a whine of motors deepening and slowing, and a muffled noise I can't identify. I can't breathe, or Ramona can't breathe, and her demon senses the flow of life from the killing box down below. As the flow spurts into us, the demon feeds greedily, and Ramona convulses and falls unconscious. With the last of my energy, I inhale in a ragged breath and scream.
Oh dear, says Billington, turning round. What seems to be the problem?